The pollock and cod seasons are both starting out with unusually high levels of bycatch that could cause problems for the fleet further on in the season. Cod boats are mostly concerned about halibut bycatch. They can only get a certain amount of halibut bycatch per year before the National Marine Fisheries Service closes down the fishery for the year. NIMF's in-season manager Josh Keaton says 2 weeks into the season, cod boats have already caught 180 metric tons of halibut. They are only allowed to catch 525 tons for the entire year. That's one-third of the allowable amount and four times higher than the bycatch rate from last year.
So the only way to, you know, try to avoid high halibut rates is to try to avoid the halibut themselves, but at the same time try to find cod. So it's kind of a balancing act.
Keaton says the fleet will help the situation by voluntarily standing down and waiting to fish until later.
There's just a lot of halibut out there, from what I understand. We have a large recruitment class of halibut moving in the area that they're fishing.
Sylvia Edifa, the co-op manager from Alyeska, says some of her boats have already stood down for a week and have now found areas where there are many cod, but few halibut. But boats have to be careful. Most boats have hard cap bycatch limits associated with them. If they hit their limits, they have to stop fishing, even if the rest of the boats continue going out. Other boats are just limited by the hard cap for the fishery as a whole. One of the issues this year is that the cod quota was increased, but the halibut bycatch limit was decreased. Bycatch is already an issue for the pollock fleet as well. For the first 2 weeks of the season, halibut bycatch in the pollock fishery is six times higher than it was last year.